there are many challenges in Hawaii when it comes to climate change. Fortunately, there are also allies, sometimes in seemingly unlikely places. That's the case with our beaches and a biological byproduct of what's known by some as parrotfish and by others as the uhu. This is the topic of a piece today on Honolulu Civil Beat, and Civil Beat's politics and opinion editor Chad Blair is on the line with more. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Bill.
So it's not just the fish, but what they leave behind that's a focus.
Yeah, this is a Claire Caulfield story. It's terrific. I tell you, I learned something new every day from Civil Beat. You said parrotfish and uhu, right? The same thing. Well, Here's another way to think about them. The lawnmowers of the sea. And this is because the uhu, or the parrotfish, they have those big teeth, right? We've all seen them in the ocean. Well, something that I didn't think about until I read Claire's story is that what they do is they scrub seaweed from all the dead coral. And that helps the corals regenerate and grow and, of course, allow for other fish populations to grow as well. But here's the catch. I did not know that what the fish then do, the uhu, their poop, their excrement actually is results in sand, very fine sand. And one single fish can generate 800 pounds of sand a year here in the islands. And of course, sand is very important given all of our troubles with erosion. And so, boy, talk about learning something new every day.
I was fascinated by this because it had never occurred to me. It makes sense when you step back. But then the downside of the story, though, is the threat that they're facing.
Right. And this is the whole point of the article, because it does go to climate change, because having our healthy reefs, they serve as barriers, help prevent storms and currents from eroding our beaches, and that's very important. But the fish are on the decline, the population of uhu, because they're very popular catches for local fishermen. This is particularly true on Oahu and the Big Island, and we are seeing significant drops in their populations because of overfishing. One of the people Claire talked to, a grad student at UH who actually runs a website about conserving uhu, says he describes it as bombing the reef. This is when scuba divers go out at night with their spear guns, and then they kill all the uhu in the area, and particularly when they're sleeping, because that's when the fish are so vulnerable.
You know, another point of education in this piece for me, too, was that spearfishing with scuba gear is illegal across much of the Pacific, and yet it is still legal in Hawaii.
Right. From much of Oceania, from American Samoa to Australia, you can't do that. It is allowed here. So what is being done about that? Well, there are some proposals. The Department of Land and Natural Resources, its aquatics division, they're looking at maybe having a night ban on fishing for uhu, but that hasn't happened yet. There's also talk about maybe considering a limit on the catch, right? A bag ban. As a matter of fact, Maui has something like that in place. They've had it for about 5 years. And if you're catching the uhu where you're not supposed to, there's going to be a fine. They can even seize your gear, your scuba gear, your spear gun. There's even no take zones. Like, don't go here. This is where you cannot take uhu. Could that be applied statewide? That is something that advocates for preserving uhu stock are pushing for.
And it seems like DLNR a bit cautious in terms of the idea of looking at this, but not rushing to any sort of judgment.
Right. I mean, let's face it. Fishing is extremely popular here. It's an industry, and that's something you got to be careful about. You want to be able to strike a balance. But remember, these uhu are eating seaweed and invasive algae. They're allowing coral to thrive. They're protecting our beach from erosion. So maybe we ought to be more aware of the role that they play, and in fact, try and preserve these populations while balancing the needs of fishermen.
Civil Beat's politics and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's reality check about Claire Caulfield's story on protecting our reefs and beaches. Chad, thanks very much.
Anytime, Bill. Thank you.
And you can read that full story at civilbeat.org.